Blog Talk Radio.
There.
And Father God, we do say thank you, Father God, for this Good Friday. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we can commemorate, Father God, the great sacrifice of love, Father God, that was and the life of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, Father God, that was shared for us. Father God, we are rejoicing, Father God, and the God of our salvation. We are grateful that our souls are saved because the price has been paid. Jesus paid a price, Father God, that we could not pay. And he also paid a price that he did not owe. And so, Father God, we rise and shine this morning to say it's a good day. It's a beautiful day, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, that we can reflect and share the good news as we go. Thank you. Father God, bless our services here today on this Good Friday. We know every day is a good day, but today is a special day. Father God, and Sunday is the best day, Father God, in the whole world. Sunday is the best day on the whole calendar, Father, in the universe, Sunday. But we thank you for the day. Sunday will speak for itself. Jesus, Father God, had to die before he could be resurrected. And so we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah. We ask that you would have your way in it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Good morning, saints. Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Lottie-dottie, everybody, all of our first-time visitors, thank you for stopping by this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Glory be to God. We are celebrating Jesus every morning. Today is a special, special, special day. Amen. Because it is Good Friday. Amen. So we want to thank God. We want to thank God for the Easter story. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For all that Jesus did for you and all that Jesus did for me. Jesus did it all. Amen. That's love. That is love. Amen. I'm Dr. Alfreda. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. On today. Amen. Today, amen, we're going to receive a special reading. Amen. From our sister Joannis. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we just want to just say thank God for Good Friday. Amen. And to God be praised. Most of you know her in the ministry. You all know her. But those of you who are not familiar with our ministry, maybe you're new to the ministry, maybe you're just flipping through the channels today. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For this woman of God. Amen. A holy woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Very sensitive. Amen. To the Lord. Love the Lord. Walking with the Lord. And a very gifted, amen, and creative person also, amen. So she's going to come and share one of her many, many, many readings, amen, as we commemorate, amen, the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, amen, and amen. All right, so give me one second as I open up the line, and to God be praised. Good morning, Sister Joannis. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, God bless you.
Yes, thank you, Pastor, for those wonderful words. I give God honor and glory and praise for who he is. It's always an honor to be on the line, especially on such a wonderful day is this Good Friday on a service. And I picked out something from my project that I'm working on now. It's called You Are, and I'm going to share it with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the lifter of my head. You are the key. You are the keeper of my soul, the keeper of my heart. the ruler of my righteousness, the taste of my devotion, the sweetness of my salvation, the joy of my dedication, the way to my hope, the spring to my anointing, the breath of my goodness and mercy, excellence of creation. You're the way and beyond imagination. You're the infinity of magnificence. You're the call of power. You're the beginning of forevermore. You're the glow of the inevitable. You're the rainbow of promise. You're the steps of successfulness. You're the proof of love. You're the thankfulness of our souls. You're hopefulness for the hopeless. You're the explanation of humanity. You're the illuminating breath of life. You're the exalted majesty. You're paradise calling. You're the greatest expectation. You're the jewel of ecstasy. You're the song on hallelujahs. Kings of kings, kings over kings, Lamb of perfection, Emperor of truth, ultimate glory, my Lord Jesus, you're everything to me. Not only will you make a situation better, you will make it better than best. You will take it to a higher level that our minds can't even comprehend. Authentic, you will take it to a degree that it is supernaturally more awesome than we can even think or hope for. It's all you, better than best, heavenly, in the realms that go higher and higher and higher, because you don't do anything small. Oh, no, you're a big guy with a big G, the awesome, great, magnificent, majestic, sovereign in everything that you do. We exalt you for being better than best, genuine, infinity times infinity, holy of holies, straightforward. You can take something that's microscopic and make it into a universe, sovereign God, better than best, for your glory, for honor, for your praise, just because you can. Better than best, and I'm proud to serve you. No one can be you. No one can beat you. No one can defeat you. Nothing can complete you. You're better than best. You reign. Hallelujah. Awe-inspiring one. Praise and worship belongs to you because you're better than best. That is the title of my new project, is Better Than Best, and this is the first poem on it, You Are. And I'd like to, just wanted to share that with you today, and I give God glory, for he is better than best, and he's the reason for the season. Peace and grace.
We applaud you. I'm applauding you for everybody. My God, that was beautiful. That was a masterpiece. That was a masterpiece there. My God. Beautiful, beautiful. Better than best. You are, my God. Absolutely beautiful. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen for sharing that. That was really, really good. Awesome. It's just amazing. As you were sharing, like, I said, God, look how you're using this woman, just downloading this. I mean, this, you know, wow. Awesome. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's Maya Angelou stuff. That's on that scale. That's top grade. Top grade. And it all came from your spirit. Amen. And that's what makes it even more beautiful. Amen. Glory be to God. Better than best. You are. Amen. So, amen. That's Sister Joanne.
God is
amen.
Awesome. He's awesome.
Yes,
God.
He is. He is awesome. He is awesome.
He's awesome.
That was
God.
An awesome reading, an awesome sharing. And for those of you who do not know, she has her first book has been released, a book of poetry. Amen. Glory be to God. And you will be blessed. Amen. By purchasing that her book. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. Thank you, my sister. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. That was absolutely beautiful. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. So we come up to the Good Friday, and we just want to thank God because it is a Good Friday. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God all this week. We've been, you know, reflecting on, you know, Jesus' walk, you know, covering the high points of, you know, what it was like during that last week as he entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And, you know, we talked about it this week and also on our Bibles. The Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. And not only here on our 6 a.m. service, but 7:30, we met for 3 nights this week on Facebook in celebration of Holy Week. So we saw, amen, Jesus, amen, glory be to God, cursing the fig tree, turning over the money, changes, glory be to God, having Peter denying him 3 times, glory be to God, his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Glory be to God, how they arrested Jesus, beat Jesus, spit on Jesus, punched Jesus. I mean, glory be to God. We saw, amen, how he was taken from court to court. Amen. And they couldn't find no fault with them. Glory be to God. We saw how Peter cut off the Roman soldier's ear because he was really going for the neck. Glory be to God. And we see where Jesus was betrayed with the kiss of Judas. And so we have a sort of overview of all the intensity, the drama, and the madness, amen, that took place in that last week. Today we are at the point, amen, where Jesus, amen, was taken up to Golgotha to be crucified. To be crucified, beloved, and glory be to God. And they did crucify him. It's the worst form of death and torture in the Roman culture. It's just absolutely terrible. I mean, it was not thumbtacks that they nailed Jesus' wrists and feet. I mean, we're talking about 6-inch, 7-inch spikes. Glory be to God. It was terrible. It was terrible. But Jesus died. But Jesus died. Amen. He went. No man took his life. He chose. Amen. Glory be to God. He laid his life down. He could have been rescued at any time. He could have called 72,000 angels. Glory be to God at any time. Glory be to God. A legion of angels is about 6,000. And so he had access to 12,000 angels, 12 legions. So that's about 72,000 angels. So he could have gotten out of this at any time. He could have been snatched out of here. And, you know, he could have told the Father it was a good idea. But it was just a little bit too much for me to carry the sins of the world. But beloved, but all around the world, I said this morning on our 5 a.m. service, amen, I don't know, and some of you may be too young to recall this, but when I was growing up on Good Friday, between the hours of 12 and 3, everything was on shutdown. Department stores were closed for 3 hours. The mall would close, even the corner stores. Everything was closed on Good Friday. I don't even think we had school. I don't know if we had school, if we closed from 12 to 3. I don't recall. I got to go all the way back to pull that up. But everybody, Christian and non-Christian, from 12 to 3 was nothing happening in commemoration. amen, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, beloved. It was a dark hour. And the Bible says, amen, as Jesus laid on that cross for 3 hours, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. The first thing that Jesus said, hallelujah, Jesus was able to get a couple words out, amen. He didn't have much breath, didn't have much life yet left, amen. But the first thing that he did was to ask them to forgive them, ask the Father to forgive them, for they knew not what they do. He said, they know not what they do. Glory be to God. So Jesus said, Father, forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. Isn't that something? Amen. He was dying with no animosity in his heart, you know, no revenge in his heart. I'm coming back to get you in his heart. You going to hell for this. And although they did go to hell if they didn't repent, but he didn't throw that in their face. Glory be to God. Jesus died on that cross with love in his heart. Glory be to God. Anytime, amen, someone can beat you the way that Jesus was beaten, you really have to get into the word of, you know, and let the Holy Spirit show you how brutal it was. I mean, how actually brutal. They just didn't slap him a couple times in the corner as a lamb before the slaughter. Glory be to God. It was terrible. Jesus did not even look like himself. But for Jesus, for them to do that to Jesus and for Jesus to lay on that cross, amen, with spikes in his, when we see Jesus, by the way, beloved, when we get to heaven and see Jesus, guess what? You're going to see the holes, amen. The holes are still in his arms. In his wrist, you'll be on his right wrist, you'll see a hole, and on the left where the spikes went in. When you look at Jesus' feet, you'll be able to see the holes. Just want to throw that in there to you. Amen. Glory be to God. How real this was. But Jesus, amen, amen, his last words was, amen, words of love. Amen. Father, forgive them. Glory be to God. And then, amen, they killed two other benefactors between him. It was him and two. The other two, it was three of them. The one on his left and his right, they were guilty. They were guilty. Jesus was innocent. Amen. But one of them had sense enough, amen, to turn and to ask God to remember him when he arrived in paradise. And the Lord answered, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Why? Because your faith has given you a connection. Your faith has given you, amen, entrance in your faith. Now notice Jesus didn't say you can't go to heaven, I can't let you in because you're not baptized. He didn't say get down off the cross, run over there to Jordan River, amen, get baptized and come on back and I'll let you in. No, the moment that thief, amen, repented was the moment he had interest, amen, entrance into, amen, God's kingdom. And he said, this day shall thou be with me in a paradise. And look at Jesus, glory be to God, dying, just a little bit of breath, a little bit of life, glory be to God. But Jesus took time to make sure that mama was okay. I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. He said, glory be to God, talking to John, talking to his mother. Amen. He said, mother, he said, woman, behold thy son. Talking to John, he said, son, behold thy mother. What was Jesus doing? Putting his family in, making sure mama was taken care of. History says that Joseph had already died. Joseph had really been off the scene. And so Mary was a widow, and he wanted to make sure, amen, holly, he was going back to his heavenly father, but he wanted to make sure that his mama was taken care of. Look at that. Glory be to God. In his last moments, glory be to God, just a little bit of breath left, but here he is taking care of business on the home front. Glory be to God. Then Jesus, amen, still with just a little bit of life in him, glory be to God, was able to ask God. And in his humanity, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Glory be to God, as Jesus took on the sins of the whole wide world, past, present, and future. What a burden. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who, amen, cannot, God does not compromise with sin. Glory, God loves the sinner. Amen. He can't deal with the sin. He is a holy God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus, amen. Glory be to God, became that sin a burden, beloved, for you and for me. He took it on. And for, amen, that moment, the first time Jesus had ever, amen, been acquainted with sin, for as taking on sin, Jesus never knew sin before. Glory be to God. So even that experience was new for him. That moment was new for him. This was the first time in Jesus' eternal state that Jesus was acquainted with sin, when he took on the sins of the whole wide world. So it was a new experience for him. So from, amen, his human standpoint, he says, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we feel forsaken, beloved, but we know, glory be to God, hallelujah, that God, amen, brings us out, amen, as he did with Jesus. Hallelujah. Then Jesus, amen, just a little bit of breath left, just a little bit of life left. Glory be to God. And he says, I thirst. And truly he was thirsty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was thirsty. Glory be to God. The bleeding, the sweating drops of blood. Glory be to God. Being beat all night, whipped all night with the weapons and the cat of nine tails. Glory be to God. When they whipped Jesus, amen, the ropes, the leather belt had spikes and hooks at the end of it. So when it would take a hold of Jesus' skin, glory be to God, and the whip, and they brought it back to themselves, it would take a piece of Jesus' skin off. Every time they hit Jesus, the skin was being pulled off. It was going down. The spikes was going down into the muscles. Oh, yeah, Jesus thirst. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Have us to remember and answer the question, what are we thirsty for? What are we thirsty for, beloved? Glory be to God. Are we thirsty for fame and fortune? Are we thirsty for more of the world? What are we thirsty for? And the Bible tells us that blessed is he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, he shall be filled. Beloved, and when Jesus, amen, said he couldn't take no more, this was it. He had gone the last mile of the way. Glory be to God. The Bible says he declared, hallelujah, in his sixth saying, it is finished. The work has been done. I have completed my course. Oh, I finished it. Glory be to God. I didn't turn back. I didn't waver. I didn't do my will. I did the Father's will. Mission accomplished. Glory be to God. Jesus got 100 on that. Matter of fact, he got an A+. Oh, glory be to God. He completed the work. He completed the assignment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the first Adam blew it in the garden, God sent the second Adam who got it right. Amen. Because he desired to do the will of the Father. And then the very, very, very last words that Jesus spoke out of his spirit, glory be to God, out of his mouth, amen, before he gave up the ghost, when he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Beloved, this is what it's all about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whose hands will you commend your spirit? Glory be to God. Because, beloved, Jesus, from the time that Mary gave birth to him in the manger, huh? From that moment, amen, Jesus walked this earth 33 and a half years. We don't know how many footsteps it took him. If we was keeping count, glory be to God, if we had on our little watch and keeping, you know, count on our stepper, we don't know how many steps. But Jesus, at this point, when Jesus commended his spirit, he was at his last step. It was over. Glory be to God. And we will find out on Sunday if Satan knew, amen, what happened in the spirit when Jesus, amen, commended his spirit. He would not have, amen, crucified. He would have said, look, let's find a way to keep this man alive. He didn't know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the crown that Adam dropped in the Garden of Eden in the beginning, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus picked it up. Glory be to God. Because what happened when Adam sinned, Adam dropped the crown because God had crowned Adam with glory. Satan picked it up. Glory be to God. But when Jesus came, oh, my God, hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Satan had to surrender the crown. Amen. Back. Amen to Jesus. So glory be to God. We'll give you the details later. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen. Jesus finished his course. Jesus finished his course. My question to you today on this Good Friday, beloved, my question for you to ponder today. When Jesus took his very, very, very last step, glory be to God, the very last words came out of his mouth, Father, into your hands, I commend your spirit. My question to you is this. Where are you going to be when you take your last steps? The day you take your last step, because we all have a death date. We all have a birth date. We have a death date, and we have that dash in between. You go to the cemeteries, you see the tombstones. They have the person's name. This is the day they was born. This is the day they died. Then they got that little dash in between. That dash represents your life. When you get to the end of your dash, when you get to the end of your life, it's appointed unto man once to die. Amen. And then the judgment, Jesus died. When Jesus' very last step was committing his life unto his Father. My question to you, when you take your last step, where will you be? What will be on your mind? What will be in your spirit? What will be in your mouth? I had a family member running around with some married man. They went on some vacation because they traveled all the time. And they're in the, having fun, amen, sexual intercourse. He died butt naked. That's when he took his last step. Some people, we saw in the news last week, amen, people went out on the weekend to have a party over in Los Angeles somewhere. Some crazy person came out. Glory be to God. Saw shooting up people. I think 7 people died. Went out for a Friday night party. Glory be to God. And they end up in the city more. Their last step was on the dance floor. Beloved, the same way we took our first step, we all will be taking a last step, the same way Jesus did. This is it. Where will you be spiritually when you take your last step? Where will you be physically? You're going out on the devil's territory? You're going out on the devil's watch? You're going out somewhere in between, in the middle of the ground? Where will you be when you take your last step? Beloved, there's something for us to think about. You want to know why? Because we don't know when that last step is going to be. Jesus knew, amen, glory be to God, that what was before him, he knew, glory be to God. But beloved, amen, glory be to God, we don't know when that last step is going to be. We don't want that last step to be stepped, and we don't want to be stepping on the devil's territory and on the devil's turf. Talking about we just visiting for a minute. We don't want that last step to be steps of sin. Glory be to say, oh, we just going to repent when we get finished. Where will you be? Jesus was commending his spirit to the Father. That was his last steps. But beloved, I want to behoove you, amen, to be encouraged as Jesus as our example, as our role models, our mentor, amen, glory be to God. As we taught this morning, glory be to God, hallelujah, every day. The Bible tells us in Psalms 139 that even before we were conceived in our mother's womb, every day of our life was written in God's book. What does that mean? That means that every day we are to praise God. Every day should be Easter for us. Every day should be the resurrection. Every day should be the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Thanksgiving. Every day is in him we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being. We should be mindful of the Lord every day. We should be about God's business every day. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me encourage you, please, I plead with you, please do not slip into eternity on the devil's turf. Trying to explain to God that you were just going to run in and run right back out. You want to make sure that your last step is on good ground, is on holy ground. The song says, we are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. That's where you want to be. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Where will you be? Only what we do for Christ will last. The will of God for the glory of God. Not everyone who saith unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in, but only he who doeth the will of the Father. You can't do the will of the Father stepping in the devil's territory. Jesus did the work. Jesus finished his course. Beloved, I come to tell you that the work of the cross cannot be undone. In Jesus' name, we're going to pick this up at 12 o'clock today. At 12 o'clock for our Good Friday service. Let me tell you something, Minister Erica, God bless Minister Erica. Amen. Let us continue to pray for her. She's away, but guess what? She sent me the link this morning. I'm going to be sending that out to everybody. Amen. Send it to your family and your friends, and they can just push that link on their cell phone at 12 o'clock. It's going to take them right into the YouTube, amen, presentation. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. So they can look at it on Facebook. They can go to YouTube. They can go to Twitter, or you can go to our website at lifewordjesus.org and watch it there. But Erica fixed it where once you get this link, you just hit this link, and it's going to take you right into our 12 o'clock service. Amen. On the seven last sayings. Hallelujah. 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 Anyhow. Hallelujah. But Jesus died on Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. But that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, God rose again. On Sunday, we will be talking about the 3 days. I'm not going to preach on it. I'm just going to break it down because some people don't understand how he died on Friday, how was he resurrected on Sunday. How do you get 3 days from that? Okay, but that's because of the Romans calendar. All right, so we'll break that down for you. Amen. So there's no confusion. Amen. There's no contradictions in God's word. It is what God says it is. Amen. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And we do give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Thank you that Jesus kept the faith. Jesus kept his course. He did not detour. He didn't throw in the towel, but he gave his life as a ransom. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, God. We are ever, ever grateful. We are grateful Father, for the sacrifice that was paid for all mankind to be redeemed back to you, restored back to our rightful place, Father God, restored back to Eden. My God, Jesus. Father, you took mankind back to Eden in the spirit for all those who will believe. And we say thank you. Father God, as the services go forth today all around the globe, Father God, we are praying for your anointing. We are as the individuals teach and preach and share and exhort, Father God, that the communications will be clear. Father God, the eyes of somebody's understanding will be enlightened, that people around the globe will commit their life to Christ today. Backsliders will be reclaimed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you will be glorified in it, through it, for it, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We thank you for the 7 speakers coming up today. Father God, we are binding any technical difficulties, any interference, any spirit of retaliation, and a spirit of fear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind, Father God, all of this right now. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we lose the spirit of peace. We lose the spirit of boldness, Father God, in the Holy Ghost. Father God, that you would use these individuals like they had no idea they could be used. And we say, Father God, for the blood of Jesus, we soak our 7 speakers, Father God, in the blood of Jesus Christ right now, all 7 of them. We soak Sister Nia, Sister Jasmine, Brother Jordan, Sister Trevera, Brother Dewan, Brother Antoine, and Pastor Erica. We dip the 7 of them in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. They are unable to be touched by evil. Glory be to God. Father God, we ask that you would touch them in their minds, in their bodies. Oh, Father God, that you would do a miracle, that they would feel angelic assistance. We come against every spirit of darkness. We come against every spirit of witchcraft. We come against every hindering spirit, hallelujah, that would try to hinder them, that would try to trip them up. Father God, that would try to cause a delay. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we say not so, not so. We thank you for taking this presentation viral. Father God, viral, that somebody somewhere with the right connections will see this and it will go viral for your glory, Father God, for your honor and for your praises. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Help us to be mindful of all the words that came forth this week. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you're better than best because you are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be mindful. Where do we desire to be when we take our last step? Oh, Father God, where will we be? Will we be in an accurate position, an accurate alignment with the will of God for our lives? Father God, that when we close our eyes on this end and open our eyes, if Father, in eternity, we will, Father God, look in your eyes and hear you say, well done, my good and my faithful servant. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. We seal this service. We seal this prayer. We seal it by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Glory be to God. It cannot be broken. It shall not be broken. We place it at the feet of Jesus. Glory be to God. And decree and declare, hallelujah, that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Of course, you know there's no altar prayer today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we're having service at 12 o'clock. And also, there is no morning service tomorrow. Because the Bible says after Jesus was crucified, it was quiet. The Sabbath was quiet. Everything was quiet until everything broke out on Sunday morning. Amen. We will be having our service will be on social media at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. And then, Lord's willing, we will be meeting at the Temple of Refuge Church, glory be to God, on Tupperhocken Street. Amen. 7486 East Tupperhocken Street at 11 o'clock sharp. We want to start at 11 o'clock. Glory be to God. They don't hold a long service. Amen. Glory be to God as we celebrate. Amen. And they did get that choir together too. And thank God for it. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? And so we're looking to come together. Amen. As a family and friends, all of you who can, all of you who will. Amen. We know you love your church. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can get permission from your pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know, but sometimes they don't want to let you go. Amen. But Tyler, see what they say and see what God says. And I'm telling you right now, hallelujah, it'd be nice if you can come. If you can't come, we understand. But if you want to make somebody happy, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to make Pastor Bradford happy. But I'm going to be happy to see you. I'm going to be happy. You're going to put a smile to my face. And I still love you if you come or if you don't come. But if you really want to make Pastor Bradford happy, when I see you walking in them doors, amen. That's exactly what you're going to do. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Good Friday. Good Friday. See everybody at 12 o'clock. I'll send out everybody the link. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. They don't have to search with how to find us at 12 o'clock with the link that I'm going to be sending you. Amen. God bless you and have an awesome, glorious, victorious day. Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen.
There is power.
Amen.
Power. Amen.